Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Drive Through HR. We're going to have a fantastic show, finish the week off strong with Melissa, and Nisha is back from India, and we're all thankful for that. So without any further ado, we're just going to kind of get right into it. Melissa, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. TGIF, that is... That is absolutely today, right? Thank God it is Friday. Melissa, do us a quick favor, and for those that might not know you or might not know the firm, et cetera, introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Melissa Papaleo, and I'm the Senior Director of Business Development and Events here at TDN2K, which stands for Transforming Data into Knowledge. You might be familiar with a few of our brands that service the restaurant industries, including People Report, Black Box Intelligence, and now White Box Social Intelligence.
Well, very cool. And what's top of mind for you these days? What's keeping you up at night?
Sure. Well, what's currently keeping me up at night is our 20th anniversary Global Best Practices Conference that's coming up in 9 days, which we're incredibly excited about. I'm really been working hard here as a team to get ready for an incredible conference that will celebrate our 20th year of being in business.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. What is break down the conference for us real quick, just in case people aren't super familiar. Obviously, you've done this 20 times. Maybe you haven't done this 20 times, but the conference has been going on. What is the conference? What are y'all trying to achieve at the conference?
Now, I've not been doing this for 20 years, or else I would have had to start when I was 5. Just kidding. I wish. No, our 20th year, it's pretty exciting just to go back and talk about really how the evolution of this conference has started. Really, it started by Joni Thomas Doolin, which a lot of you might know as Lucky Penny on Twitter. She started the company 20 years ago with the idea of that if we can all talk together and start to benchmark our key data, HR data, together, we could all be better as companies and also bring a seat to the table for HR. So 20 years ago, it was literally a conference that could sit around a boardroom, and it has evolved now for what it is today, which is pretty exciting. We have over 200-plus people in attendance representing over 60-plus restaurant brands, some of the top brands in the country, and some of the top-level executives attending this. We have people like Steve King of Dave & Buster's and Jerry Deitchley from BJ's, Chance Carlisle from Live Kitchen, Doug Brooks, Harold Herman, Gary Price from Corner Bakery, all CEOs that will be in attendance January 18th through the 20th.
So,
and the idea
folks
is that we're going...
Okay.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Go ahead, William.
No, I just... Some folks that aren't in the restaurant industry might not be aware of all the things that y'all do with data. So when you get a chance after you finish your thought, break that down for us. Like, give us an idea of what y'all are seeing, because y'all are on the edge and you have been on the edge of workforce analytics. But I also think that personally, I believe that the restaurant industry is one of those industries that's on the edge. So just kind of break that down for us, because y'all live in a place that I don't think is familiar to most people.
Oh, that's a great point. So what we do here is we track and analyze and benchmark on the People Report side. We track, analyze, and benchmark human capital data for the restaurant industry. And that data includes over 1 million-plus employees, and we track and look at how are companies competing against their direct competitors in key indicators like turnover, compensation, benefits, diversity, recruiting practices, you name it. We're probably tracking and giving our member companies an idea of where do they fall in the marketplace, what are they doing really well, or where are their opportunities. So that has been what we have been doing for 20 years. Around 5 years ago, Joni's husband, Wally Doolin, was busy running a large restaurant company, for instance, TGI Fridays and La Madeleine and Buca di Beppo, over the years as a strong operator that's well-known in the industry, and said, I love what you're doing on People Report. You've made some really great progress for our industry and specifically for the companies that we've been working with, but we need the same thing over to understand, are we doing well in operations? So we started a company called Black Box Intelligence that falls under the umbrella of TDN2K, which looks at sales and traffic data on a weekly basis by city level for our members. What's really, really cool, and I think what's leading edge, is that we're not just looking at human capital practices and saying, oh, it's good to benchmark that, but we're actually tying it into performance. So we really are becoming this performance measurement tool of looking at the company holistically and those key indicators of success and saying, you know, what's really driving a company? We're doing a global best practices. We're actually honoring a company that is called our Diamond Catalyst Award. And that company, which will be announced at conference, is a company that really exemplifies really fantastic people practices, but it also, when their people practices, it also shows that they have key performance when it comes to sales. And so these are the companies that really get it. And that's what we're trying to do is show what companies really do get it. Last year, our Diamond Catalyst Award was Cheesecake Factory, which was very well deserved when you start to look at their performance, not only financially, but also how they treat their employees. So I think we try to become the aha moments for companies, and that it's not just a gut feel, but you're really driving your decisions by looking at the numbers and it making sense. Does that help?
Yes, indeed, Melissa. And first of all, congratulations for the 20th anniversary of TDN2K. And, you know, while you were talking more about data, the last couple of years, we have seen the emergence of, you know, social and mobile, and we all have said that was the year of social. And 2015 is right ahead, and all are saying this is the year of data in analytics. So from your end, what do you think organizations or HR in general should be focusing on getting their data right in 2015?
Well, I'll talk specifically about what's happening in the restaurant industry when mm-hmm. it comes to that. So we are actually at a point where the restaurant industry is seeing success. I think the economy is turning around, which is so fantastic to start to feel that after the long, long days of feeling depressed every time you look at the sales numbers. We actually just published yesterday that we had same-store sales were the highest that they've been in 6 years, which means this is a really exciting year going in and seeing that that there's growth, and we see that in our economy. So good news is that that's happening. Bad news is that we're also seeing that turnover is inching up. People are realizing that there's more options out there, more opportunity. As the economy gets better, that means people are looking for that next new and better job, which is a challenge for the restaurant industry, which employs is one of the largest employers in the country. So how do we keep and retain the best talent out there? And it's going to really fall on the brands to be able to do that. A big piece of that is through technology, and how do we implement that into our organizations? I think you're going to hear a lot about employment branding. We've heard a lot of that in 2014, and we'll continue to. We're also seeing really scary things like, you know, the minimum wage and the fight for 15. All those things impact the restaurant industry in a really big way, so it's a volatile year. And it's really important to start to look at these data and the analytics to make sure that you financially are making the right decisions. People are literally leaving an organization, and it could be your top employer, because they can make 10 cents across the street, 10 cents more across the street, or 20 cents more across the street. So it's not enough now just to look at the data and say, okay, well, we're being competitive. We're on average paying our employees right, or we're paying them minimum wage. It's not going to be enough going into 2015.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is actually a great segue to my next question, and that is, how does technology bridge the gap between data and analytics? And in fact, it would be great if you can share some of the stories that you hear from your clients when it comes to they utilize this data and come up with some business decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. So some of the new things that we're seeing a lot is that, especially for our people report members, just like I had mentioned about compensation becoming really important, we produce the most updated information when it comes to compensation on a regional level. So are you really aware of what's going on, for instance, in Dallas, Texas, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when it comes to what the pay is? Our members know. So our members can see that. Then to go even further, they can also start to look at what's the performance of a unit. So is our unit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania performing very well? And they might see, okay, we have a store in Pittsburgh that is performing with a 5.4% increase in sales above all their other competitors. Then you go in and you can look even deeper and say, what does the compensation look at? What does that turnover look at? And we start to see that there's some comparisons there, right, that really make a lot of sense. And there's some aha moments that, you know, you might have in that store that's performing 5.4%, you might have a tenured GM there, general manager there, that has been there for a long time, is great at keeping the key employees, lower turnover, but they also are being compensated well. So when you start to see those numbers and you start to see the tie-in of what really does tie performance and how does that translate over to the people side, we give those numbers, we give that data so you can really figure that part out. And that's where our members are seeing that. So our members have been making changes when they start to see that there's a certain area that's performing not well or really well. What is that that's making it tick? Is it what they're doing internally within that restaurant unit, or is it the environment is changing? It might not be. They might be doing the same status quo, but the environment is changing, and you can see that very quickly through the numbers and utilizing this data.
So, Melissa, let's say, and we'll just use brands just for a second, but, like, there's a Taco Bell and there's a Chipotle. They're a couple blocks away from one another. Do they compete for the same customer, and do they compete for the same talent?
Great question. Absolutely, 110%. So the talent piece is really easy. Not only is it those two brands competing against each other, they're competing for the same talent that works across the street at Walmart or that works across the street at a new Zoe's Kitchen or Ross, Target. We all are working in the same labor pool, and that labor pool is shrinking. And so it is shrinking when you start to look at the numbers, but you can also see that in this economy, we have a pretty healthy economy right now where more jobs are being added. And so it's very competitive. And then when it comes to the customers, absolutely. Gone are the days, and we start to see this in our data, is that that people are looking for choices of I'm going to breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It is, you know what, I feel like having a really healthy meal, and, you know, it's 10 a.m., what's open? And we're starting to see a shift as far as when people are eating out, and that's changing. Gone are the days of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a change in that, so the customer change is different. But also, we're just seeing that traffic and people eating out is changing. We have more competition from companies like Whole Foods, where you can go out and get your dinner at Whole Foods and you can take it and bring it home, or even 7-Eleven or Sheetz, that you can pump up your gas and get something great to eat. So the competition for customers and the competition for employees is harder than it ever has, and it'll continue to be that way.
All right, let's pivot and talk a little bit about the conference, because you've, in looking at the agenda, you got a lot of great stuff going on, as always. What are you personally looking forward to the most here in about 9 days?
That's a tough one. You know, we have been really working hard on building out this agenda to be pretty power-packed. We also looked back over the years to look at who has been our most successful speakers, who's really moved the needle. And we have some return repeats that we know have made an impact on our community over the last 20 years. A couple of those is Roy Spence. He's actually our closing speaker on Tuesday, and he has a book called Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For, and it's really about purpose-based branding. He's incredible, and I certainly am looking forward to hearing him. The last time that he spoke at our conference was really eye-opening for a lot, not just me, but for a lot of people. Molly Fletcher, the female Jerry Maguire, she's so much fun and so entertaining, but she just released a book called Winner's Guide to Negotiating. But she also is going to be talking to us a lot about how you pick your winners. How do you pick the right people on your team, which is really important in such a tight labor market. So, of course, I always love hearing from Joni. I think this year Joni's presentation will be really special, as she kind of takes a trip over the last 20 years and what she has seen and where she sees us going. So there's so much to look forward to. If you go and look at our speaker list, I think we can, our company's really proud of the content that will be flowing over the couple days that we were there. William, you've been to our conference. What are you looking forward to?
You know, content for me, it's like comedians, like going and seeing a comedian. You'll laugh, your stomach hurts. You probably drank too much, whatever. Like, all comedians are about the same. For me, it's the stuff that happens in the hallways. That's what I love about Summer Brand Camp. That's actually what I love about Global Best Practices. It isn't so much the content. Jody will hate that, because she works very hard to get the content, you know, bulletproof. And it is bulletproof. It's just I'm jaded. So I'm the problem, not anybody else. But I enjoy the stuff that happens in the hallways. I enjoy the camaraderie, the things that happen over drinks, just the being able to talk to people when they have a moment when you're both at a little bit more of a calmer setting. I like that. The content gets people there, but for me, it's the stuff that happens in the hallways.
I so get that, and I hear that a lot with our conferences. And, a really hat tip to Joni and to Wally over the years. We've really formed a community that is full of people that are really open-minded and come to this conference with an open heart and an open mind to really share and learn with each other. I think that's very rare to find at conferences that people are so open to share and learn. And this conference, especially when you start to look at the high caliber of people that are here, for to have 2 days where there's really open sharing about how to make our businesses better, and not only make our businesses better, but how do we become better people, which is something that typically doesn't happen at conferences, but continues to happen at our conference, and really is our goal, is to walk away where you walk away, and hopefully it's a little bit life-changing for you. That's a big role to fill, but I hopefully will be able to accomplish it here at the 20th anniversary. And certainly when you look at the attendee list, there's going to be some really interesting hallway chatter.
I agree. Amazing event with amazing people and networking opportunities. And Melissa, at TDN2K, you guys actually host two events, Summer Brand Camp and Global Best Practices. So those people who have already attended Summer Brand Camp but are looking forward to attend Global Best Practice conferences, how would you want to, tell them, how would you differentiate Summer Brand Camp versus Global Best Practices?
That's a great question. They're very different conferences, very, very different. And they serve different purposes. So our Global Best Practices Conference, we just changed the dates, actually. It's always been in October and November. And this is the first year we're holding it in January. And that was on purpose. One reason is that we have some incredible content from a perspective of really understanding the impact that our data has from reviewing 2014 and what we see in 2015. We have Joel Naroff, who we've been partnering with, and he's an economist, and he takes a look at our data as well as what's happening around the economy, and it's just really fascinating to see what he looks at and says what's going to be happening here in 2015. So we're excited. We're one of the first conferences to start your new year and talk about not only what happened last year and the impact on our business, but what to see in the next year. That's very different. The people are different. This really tends to be our high-level executive meeting, and it feels different. Now, Summer Brand Camp, which you guys both have said you love, which thank you very much, very different feel as far as who's attending it as well as kind of the messaging. So Summer Brand Camp really focuses on bringing teams together of human resources, marketing, operations, finance. They all go to separate conferences throughout the year, but do they ever get together, break down those silos, and really talk about change? And how are they driving their brand message through all of those avenues, from the consumer to the employment brand? What's that message, and is it clear throughout the organization? So that is really the focus on Summer Brand Camp. It's also the conference where it's a little bit more relaxed environment, where we wear flip-flops and T-shirts. No flip-flops and T-shirts at Global Best Practices, but it is January. It's a little bit more buttoned up, but this, too, is going to be really this one especially. It's our 20th anniversary. It's really going to be centered around our celebration of 20 years. We also, this year, moving it in January, made a decision to have our first full day on Martin Luther King Day. And that was a decision we didn't take very lightly. And most people have Martin Luther King Day off, and we wanted to be respectful of that. But as you two know, we start every one of our conferences with purpose, and that is serving together and going out into the community and making an impact. So we will be going to the North Texas Food Bank and sorting food like we have been doing for several years now. I think this might be our sixth 7th time back at the North Texas Food Bank for this conference. So we couldn't think of a better way to honor what the day is all about than to get together as a community and serve together, as well as really talk about what we can do to make impact and change to better our industry and really to change the world.
Great. And to our audience, if you haven't registered for the conference, check it out, globalbpc.net, and you will be able to get all the information that you want about the conference. And Melissa, tell us how it's like to work at TD and 2K.
That's a great question. So I have been here now for 11 years, and there has never been a day that's the same, which I personally love. We have a culture here which has been a lot of fun to be in, and that is that we continually evolve. We are continually trying to innovate here, and it shows in everyone that works here. So we also have a lot of fun. Like, for instance, I just changed my offices. I got a little bit of a bigger office, and I am currently in search for a new foosball table to put in here. So when we have meetings, we can play foosball at the same time. So that's the kind of environment here. We have a lot of fun. We work hard, but we also play hard. And, you know, the majority of our clients, all of our clients are in the restaurant industry. And any of you that have friends that are in the restaurant industry or you know, we might work really hard, but we sure do know how to have fun.
Nice. So we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to ask you about 2015 and what does success look like for you?
For me personally?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what? This year is really exciting because, one, I think I'm excited to kick off this year with this conference. I think it will be a perfect way to really catapult into looking at 2015 and what not only will TDN2K accomplish, but also our industry. We are going to continue to push the envelope of looking at your company holistically through performance measurement tools, including our new brand White Box Social Intelligence, which we look at not only what's happening to your brand socially, which is great, and you should be able to be interactive with your consumers and know what's happening with your brand when it comes to social, and that includes Yelp scores and Facebook and Twitter, but is it really impacting your business? And that's the answer that we are providing to our new White Box Social Intelligence members. So I'm really excited about that product and the impact that it can make on our industry. I'm also excited about Summer Brand Camp, which will be here in June, and that'll be here before you know it. So we have a lot of good things happening here in 2015.
Nice, nice. So in your Twitter handle, which is MRPAPALEO Papaleo, that R. Now I'm wondering, what is that R? Is that a middle name? What does the R stand for there?
Yes, I am not a Mister. Everyone, so if your handle is Mister Papaleo, and you're a girl.
No judgment.
It is. It's my middle name, which is Rose, which I am the fourth generation of Roses. So, and my daughter has some same Rose. Yes. So there you go.
A rose is a rose.
I know. I was one of the more early adopters of Twitter, so I didn't get really fancy with my Twitter handle.
I think that's okay. I think there's a lot of folks that have changed their Twitter handle because of that. So you're doing fine. I just wondered as I looked at it, I was just wondering, it has to stand for something. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just blew through 30 minutes. If you can believe that, it felt like about 3 minutes talking to Melissa. Melissa, obviously, Nisha and I will see you in about 9 days in Dallas for the conference. And can't wait, actually. Hope we have some decent weather. I want to thank everyone for listening. Yeah, truth. For listening to Drive Through HR today. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and we're going to roll out to a little Pharrell. Thanks, Melissa.